The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
I awoke in the middle of the night. As my head left the pillow to shut off my alarm, there in the dorms of the University of Chicago, I began running through my mental checklist. Pack up your toiletries kit. Put your laptop and your notebook into your carry-on. Double check for your passport. Fill up your water bottle. Put on a fresh change of clothes. Double check for your passport. It was 2017, and I was leaving a training in Chicago to begin my journey to Cambodia, where I would be living for a year as an ELCA missionary. Our flight departed out of O'Hare at 6 a.m., and we were flying international, which meant we had to be at the airport by 4, which meant we had to be on the bus to get to the airport by 3. Did I already mention it was the middle of the night? As I got on the bus, I looked around at the 6 other young adults who would be joining me on this journey. How were they feeling? Excited? Nervous? Scared? Maybe just tired? As we traveled down the freeway toward the airport, I had a sudden realization. I had forgotten to grab my pillow from my bed. I realized that it was too late to ask the bus driver to turn around because I would be late getting to the airport, and so would everybody else. What a bummer. Maybe some of you can relate to how I felt in that moment. The moment you realize you have forgotten something. It's not a great feeling, especially if it's something essential. Or maybe you have gone to the grocery store sometime since the COVID-19 pandemic began and found the thing that you actually remembered on your list was not in stock. We feel despair for the physical things we realize are missing, the things we don't know we'll have again. On a deeper level, we feel despair for the loved ones we can't see in person right now. In the Old Testament reading today, we hear the story of the Israelites preparing for Passover. What a long checklist to go through. God certainly spared no detail when he spoke to Moses and Aaron, outlining for them the things that they should do in preparation. The first Passover was a hurried affair, during which the Israelites ate a dinner while standing, ready to leave their houses. I wonder how they felt as they were standing there, eating their lamb, their staffs in hand, ready to leave behind everything that they had known. I bet they felt scared, unsteady, nervous, fearful. Perhaps they felt despair because of the parts of their lives in Egypt they would miss, or because they would be leaving behind the things that had comforted them. God speaks to the Israelites in their moments of doubt through Moses and Aaron. God tells small households to gather with other small households to share the Passover meal, so that the Israelites are present in community with each other, even if they don't have a large family. Space is made for the Israelites to see one another in their struggles on the eve of their journey. God promises to abide with the Israelites during the Passover and to deliver them from harm. Noticeably lacking from the list of God's preparations is a large packing list, one that includes the old comforts of life in Egypt. Many of you have felt uncertainty, discomfort, nervousness, and doubt about the future in these past few weeks. And when we feel these things, these fears, perhaps as humans, we have the tendency to begin to divide ourselves, both internally within ourselves and externally from one another. Perhaps we try to ease the discomfort we feel with material goods, with things we know will bring us momentary comfort. And right now, even if we are aware of those tendencies and doing our best to resist them, we find ourselves in the impossible situation of being literally physically divided from one another, the very fabric of our physical, loving community reduced to just individual threads. Paul writes to the church in Corinth, a church struggling during its own time of division. Paul invites them, in their doubts and divisions, to break bread and drink wine together, just as Jesus did with his disciples. To be clear, it's not actually the bread and the wine that are the important part. In sharing a meal, the Corinthians are invited to remember Jesus, to remember the Passover of their Israelite ancestors, and to abide in the presence of God. Once again, we hear the word of God inviting a group of people away from their brokenness, away from their old ways, to come together in their immediate communities, to be present with one another, and to trust in God's ever-abiding presence. 2 days ago, our confirmation students gathered together for online youth group through a video call. They talked about how they were doing, and for some of them, this time has been really difficult. As a youth leader and a fixer, I have to remind myself that my role is not to offer solutions or promise to fix things, but to be present and to be a listener. Our small group offered affirmations for each other. We prayed, and then we played some fun online games. Despite our physical distance, I felt God's presence in our group's virtual gathering, and I know that our youth felt God's presence as well. The important part of our time together was not tied to physical things, but rather to the sharing of God's love through confession, lament, and affirmation. Today's gospel is Jesus washing the feet of his closest friends. We can all relate to Peter, who tells Jesus, "No, don't wash my feet." Peter is all of us, clinging to old comforts with fervor, scared about the future, and not wanting his ugly, dirty feet to be seen by the man he loves and respects. But Jesus' answer to Peter is the same answer God gives to the Israelites in Egypt, the same answer Paul gives to the Corinthians. Let's gather together, let's see each other in our struggles, and let's abide in God's love. No need for the old ways to hold us down anymore. No need for fear and doubt. We have all we need right here in this room, in the presence of God and each other. It's taken me almost 3 years, but I'm realizing now that the day I left the U.S., I wasn't actually upset about leaving my pillow behind. I was uncertain about the future, missing the comforts of the people I loved, and yearning for supportive community. I'm sure that many of you right now can relate to how I was feeling. For me, during that year, God's love came in the form of a new community in Cambodia, one full of love and support, one where I could leave behind my uncertainty, doubt, and fear. This new community wasn't the same as the one I knew in the U.S., but it was never meant to be. Our new life of love in Christ isn't meant to be the same as the one we knew before. And it's natural that we feel doubt, uncertainty, and fear, especially as we consider all the old, comfortable ways we are asked to leave behind. But we are called, just as the Israelites, the Corinthians, and the disciples were, to go forth. Luckily, we need not do this bold venturing on our own. We have each other. We can give and receive the gift of presence despite physical distance, and we can rest in God's abiding love. There are tangible ways we can experience the transformative presence of God in one another during this pandemic. You can call the folks you care about and have a conversation. You can join Bill Agros for daily prayer at 1 p.m. by calling in over the phone. You can write a letter to an old friend. You can participate in online worship service and online coffee hour. You can check in on your next door neighbors. And you can participate in our postcard confession and forgiveness during this very service. During my time in Chicago before I left for Cambodia, all of the missionaries were read a poem by Alla Renee Bozarth. The poem is titled Passover Remembered and is written from the perspective of God speaking to the Israelites. Its sentiments resonated deeply with me as I prepared to go forth into the unknown. To end my sermon today, I'd like to read several selections of that poem for you now. Pack nothing. Bring only your determination to serve and your willingness to be free. Don't wait for the bread to rise. Take nourishment for the journey, but eat standing. Be ready to move at a moment's notice. Do not hesitate to leave behind your old ways, fear, silence, submission. Only surrender to the need of the time, to love justice and walk humbly with your God. Set out in the dark. I will send a fire to warm and encourage you. I will be with you in the fire, and I will be with you in the cloud. You will learn to eat new food and find refuge in new places. I will give you dreams in the desert to guide you safely home to that place you have not yet seen. The stories you tell one another around your fires in the dark will make you strong and wise. You have been preparing for this for hundreds of years. I am sending you into the wilderness to make a way and to learn my ways more deeply. Sing songs as you go and hold close together. You may at times grow confused and lose your way. Continue to call each other by the names I've given you to help remember who you are. You will get where you are going by remembering who you are. Touch each other and keep telling the stories of old bondage and of how I delivered you. Do not go back. I am with you now, and I am waiting for you. Amen.